Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford takes first base on ball four. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Jameson moves to third. Langford moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and moves to third. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson, who is chasing the ball. Shea reaches third base with a triple. Heilman scores. Galloway goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gehringer. Lind moves to third. Schott moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Lind scores. Schott moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schott, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Langford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heilman strikes out. 1 out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Galloway steals second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice bunts towards the mound. Shot fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Sweeney steals third. Ed Montague now playing third base. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on shot. Fothergill scores. McManus moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from shot to Montague and back to Lind, and McManus is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Joe Schott. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jamieson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Summa reaches second base with a double. Jamieson moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jamieson scores. Summa moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heilman moves to third. Paul Easterling pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Easterling scores. It's 8-2, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galloway scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Easterling now playing right field. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive towards short. Galloway catches it and throws to second to double up Fonseca. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Easterling reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Garland Buckeye. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Burns moves to third. Jameson moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 9-4, Tigers. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.